my name is Lauren Early and I am a former six-time World Irish Dance Champion who is now devoted to helping every dancer achieve big dreams of their own. On each episode, we will bring you the best questions to help you discover and unlock your full potential so that you can benefit in every possible way. Thank you for listening and I hope you enjoy the show.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Reaching New Heights podcast experience, episode 22. My name is Robert McAvoy, and today we're going to be discussing everything you need to know around pre-competition preparation. So guys, if you have a competition coming up in the next couple of weeks, which I believe a lot of you do, this weekend we have the Irish Nationals, I believe, and then the following weekend we have the North American Nationals. And so I'm going to put together a two-part podcast episode based around pre-competition preparation. So today's episode, we're going to focus on two things. We're going to discuss training and we're going to discuss sleep. On part two of this series, we're going to discuss nutrition and mindset in next week's episode, meaning that before you compete, you're going to know everything that you need around training, sleep, nutrition, and mindset. Four key areas to help you perform better on stage. Before we get into that, we've had a couple of weeks break since the last podcast. I hope you liked the last show. If you do have any ideas or suggestions, please just let me know. We've had a lot of things happen since then. We've put together a brand new vlog series. So this is something that Lauren's been wanting to do for a very long time. And the reason being is obviously with the new inclusion of Instagram stories and people are really keen on following what people do on a day-to-day basis. And so we've tried this a little bit at previous competitions where we've recorded what's been happening behind the scenes. It's went down very well. We're going to be recording our summer camps, what's happening at those. And so we decided that Lauren would like to do it more on a weekly basis, but there was never really the right time. She's traveling a lot. We have a lot of things going on at home. We're never really... The team are never really together in the sense that we're all working in one location. Everybody's spread everywhere. And so it was always a difficult thing. But then we realized that we can all kind of fill them in our own little locations and put it together. It will probably be a little bit ropey for the first few episodes, I'm sure, as we get the feel of actually letting you into our day-to-day lives. But the first few episodes were good. They were fun to film. And I've no doubt that... that you can all get some benefit from it. From my perspective, we're trying to give kind of one main topic per episode. We'll show you some fun stuff, but ultimately there has to be something that you guys can take away from that. And we're trying to do that with each episode. Another few things we have coming up, obviously we have the summer camps coming up over the next month or so. So they're all pretty much sold out now and we look forward to seeing you guys there if you are going to the summer camps. If you're not, we apologize, we aren't able to get your location straight away this year, but it's definitely something that is on the cards for next year. The more and more people that graduate through the academy and learn our theory behind our training principles and our theory behind how kind of dancers should train, the more of these camps we can put on and the more coaches we can have there delivering our content. So lots of exciting stuff to look forward to in the future. So let's get straight into today's episode. We are, let me just pull up some notes. So, okay, pre-competition preparation. So let's discuss training and sleep. We get a lot of questions, obviously, on a day-to-day basis around training. Sleep is something we always only get when it's coming up to competition, right? It's like, how am I meant to, you know, I'm not going to get much sleep the night before, or I'm traveling the day before. What am I meant to do? So it's an important one we can add in on this episode. You may remember a few weeks ago, or just last week maybe, we put up a post around rest days, okay? And my point that I was trying to get across was around people taking no rest days. So my quote was, taking zero rest days is not a sign of how dedicated you are, but it's a sign of how underprepared you are. And so when I want to talk about training from a pre-competition perspective, one of the biggest issues that we have is obviously dancers that are increase their training going into competition, all right? This Irish dancing works against all other sports in the sense that you guys will not do an awful lot far out from competition. And when it comes close to the competition, you are actually training at your most you've ever trained. And that's kind of the opposite of how it generally works. Generally, athletes will taper off their training in the final couple of weeks so that they're relaxed. There's not really much improvement you're going to make in the last week or so of training. It's more about kind of getting that extra edge from resting the nervous system, so you're going to be sharp and, you know, ready to go on the day. Not really much improvement you can make by actually training in that final week. So you want to focus more on your preparation rather than your training, right? Your training becomes your preparation in the sense that your training is now your nutrition and your sleep and your travel and your rest. That is your training. That is going to help you improve more than physical hard sessions will. Still important to train, but we're more looking at an intensity. You want to keep the speed of everything, but take long recoveries. And it's what I've said time and time again. Your training in those final weeks has to replicate competition conditions. It cannot. It cannot be the most fatiguing training you've ever done. You know, if you're, and again, I've said this before, all you guys doing, you know, 7, 8, 9 dances back to back a week before your competition. Guys, your competition asks you to do one dance and that's it. You get to do one dance, you get a rest. It's like training, you know, if you're doing 8 dances a week before your competition, it's like me running 800 meters. It's like me training for 800 meters a week before I have to run a 100 meter race, right? It literally is that simple. The problem with all of these not taking rest is the fact that you're training differently than what your competition is asking you for, okay? If you're training every single day, 7 days a week, you're just underprepared, you're panic training, you have not done the necessary planning far out from that competition, so you're not kind of confident in your ability, you're panic training to make that, you make yourself more confident, you've put in the work, when in reality, you're just throwing everything and anything at it in the hope that it works, okay? So for me, it's always a sign of how underprepared a dancer, an athlete is in general, if they're doing too much before the competition. It just basically means they've done too little far out from the competition. So that is a key thing you need to look out for. And the other thing is fatigue. So for dancers that are doing more training coming into the competition, and also the style of training changes as well, right? Yeah, like I said, you end up doing more and more dances back to back. What is that going to achieve? Well, it's going to achieve fitness. So if you're starting to put things back to back, you're improving your stamina. If I do 8 dances back to back, that means that I'm probably dancing for around whatever 8 to 10 minutes or 12 minutes. So that's improving your ability to last over 8 to 10 minutes at a moderate speed. I don't want to last over 8 to 10 minutes over a moderate speed. I want to last for 1 minute at an extremely fast speed. So what am I better training at? 8 to 10 minutes at a moderate speed, or 1 minute at an extremely fast speed? What's going to be more relevant to competition conditions? Of course, it's going to be the second one, okay? On top of that, you also have to think about the fatigue. You should not let fatigue change the way you dance, because what's going to happen here is you're going to ingrain bad movement patterns. Now, fatigue is okay. Like, you need to experience it to improve. But if you fatigue too often, like if I'm doing 8 to 10 dances back to back and I do the first one at competition speed, the next 7 are going to be horrible, right? They're going to be sloppy technique. And what happens there is your body starts adapting to the new type of technique, which means that you're now no longer efficient in the movement and speed that you need to do it at when you're fresh, okay? You need to take the necessary rest periods so that you're not going into the next set fatigued. The aim of doing dances and preparing for a competition is not to improve your conditioning over an 8 to 10 minute period, it's to improve your technique and execution. And if you're trying to improve your technique and execution, then full rest is required. If you wanna be on stage with perfect technique and execution, you're not gonna dance 7. If you're that confident in if someone is that confident that 8 dances back to back improves their dancing, then why doesn't anybody do 7 dances before they step on stage and do the 8th, right? It's obviously you're gonna be going into that 8th one fatigued. And so the problem and the question lies is, are you working on your technique and execution, or are you just simply working on fitness? And if you're working on fitness, why wasn't your fitness work done months ago, weeks ago? And why can't those last few weeks be all around technique and execution at a fast pace over 60 seconds? And then you're going to need a full rest to enable you to keep the same quality of technique and execution in the next dance that you go into, all right? So you got to make sure that you're taking your rest days. You got to make sure that the training that you do is of high quality and that you're not going too long in the fatigue, that everything is sloppy and you're still dancing. Just going to pick up bad habits. Sure, you'll improve your stamina, but we don't really care about dancing for 8 to 10 minutes. We want your technique and execution to be perfect over 60 seconds, okay? So that's where I kind of stand around the training aspect of it. Now, if we look at sleep, okay? Sleep is always going to be a difficult one when you have to get up early for a competition, right? But here's where I lie with this. You guys can, we can all analyze this to the death. We can really get down to it and be like, you know, I normally have 7 hours sleep. Yesterday I only have six. Now that means I'm going to do this. It doesn't mean anything. In all honesty, it does not mean anything. That's you telling your body that that means that, and therefore you will perform badly. If you go into a competition going, I had a really bad night's sleep last night because I traveled and I was stiff and something happened and I had an argument because I forgot my shoes or whatever, you're telling yourself that you're going to have a bad performance. So of course you're going to have a bad performance. But in reality, it's not really, okay, if we look at it from a technical perspective, it's not really the sleep the night before that is important. It's always the sleep 2 nights before and the week leading up to the competition that's the most important, right? Sure, if you have a bad night's sleep, you're going to feel a little bit drowsy, but it's not going to have a really fatiguing effect on the body, okay? It's just not. So you always got to focus on the sleep in the build up to the competition and the sleep the second night before the competition. That's really the factual science behind it. But here's where the kind of real life reality of it is. People will go into the competition, they'll make themselves believe that they are tired, that they're sloppy, that something happened. They want to blame things before they go on stage, because if something bad happens and they don't get the result they want, they can have something to hold against it instead of just saying, holding their hands up and saying they didn't do the training they needed or they just didn't do great that day. All right, we all like to go into a competition with some reasons and excuses before it actually happens. If you get a bad night's sleep, it is not the end of the world. If you're traveling the day before, is not the end of the world, guys, because here's how I know that you can still perform at your best. Let's say, for example, you have a bad night's sleep, okay? This is going to sound silly, but bear with me. Let's say, for example, on a Friday night, you have a bad night's sleep, and on a Saturday, you're going to, I don't know, a zoo or a safari or something, right? What do you think's going to happen if you suddenly get chased by a gorilla or a tiger, right? Sounds silly, right? But think about it. Do you really think your body isn't going to perform at its best? When it comes down to it, do you really think that a night's sleep, a bad night's sleep is going to affect how fast you run if someone is chasing you or something is chasing you? It doesn't matter. You're going to override every negative thought that you're going to have and you're going to run and operate at your best. Your body will not care if you haven't had any sleep. It will switch on like a light bulb and it will go, okay? And this is the thought process you have to understand when you're on stage. It's you telling yourself that you're tired. It's you telling yourself these excuses. If it was a survival situation, you wouldn't stand and say, oh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to run away from this as fast because, you know, I haven't had much sleep last night and, like, you know, my mom didn't, like, cook me food and she, like, my alarm didn't go off. All of those things, it's not going to happen. You're going to literally run. So you need to stop telling yourself these things. Sure, it can have an effect. I'm not saying it can't, but honestly, the small effect that it's going to have is not even really worth thinking about. Like, it's really not. It's going to be such a small percentage. If you're an Olympic sprinter and you're worrying about like a tenth of a tenth of a second, this is where all these small things count. But honestly, people are worrying about these small, fine details when in reality, they probably didn't train as hard as they should have done going into the competition, which would have outweighed any kind of benefit that a night's sleep is going to do, okay? If you're someone that have done absolutely everything you can do, all the big things, then you can look at the little small things. But if you haven't, I suggest looking and worrying about the big things first, like training properly, eating properly, and sleeping properly months out from competition and getting your routine in check so that it really doesn't matter when it comes to competition time because your body is used to it anyway, okay? So don't let your environment or your conscious mind kind of make you believe that you're tired and let it affect your performance. When it comes down to it, your body will perform at its best. I promise you that. So guys, rest is so important. You need to take them. How are you going to taper that into the final week of a competition? Anybody doing the academy training, we recommend that you taper that off around 7 to 10 days before, at least the hard conditioning aspect of it. We can do some core work. Flexibility is always good. If your school is a school that kind of increases the classes going into a competition, you know, so you're training 4 days a week and suddenly before Worlds or Nationals, you're training 5, 6, 7 days per week, then we kind of counteract our training even more than that. We try to get the academy training knocked off around 2 weeks before. Not that it's bad, it's just we're trying to counteract the increase in training because reality is there should be a decrease of everything, okay? The intensity should still be high, but there should be a decrease. So if you count the training hours that you're doing a month before the competition and you count the training hours you're doing the week before, it should be considerably less. But the quality because it's considerably less, the quality should be considerably higher, okay? So remember that. We're not asking you to take it easy. We're asking you to reduce the volume and really focus on that technique and execution. So rest days we've covered, sleep we've covered, and we obviously have covered around dancing back to back and looking at the fatigue aspect of that. Honestly, if you do it once or one class, it's not that bad. If the other four classes are all based around technique and execution, there's no reason why one class can be focused around stamina and, you know, and dancing back to back and so on. It just has to be, the main focus has to be on the technique and execution at that point. If all you're doing is all of these like home practice for 3 hours, going into class, doing dances back to back, the next day is the same, the next day is the same, the next day is the same, you really need to kind of relook and revisit what you're actually doing there, okay? But the odd night, it might not be such a bad thing. Okay, so that's pretty much it in terms of rest days, in terms of sleep, and in terms of letting fatigue change your motion and your mechanics, okay? Do not let that happen. And next week, we're going to come back and we're going to visit nutrition and we're going to visit mindset. And then within the mindset section, we're going to have a look at nerves, nerve control, and what we do about that. Unfortunately, the team isn't going to be at Nationals this year. We had to make a decision. Lauren is going to be there, so she will be there representing the team. She's going to be there for all the meet and greets. Any questions you have, anything you need, please go speak to her. Unfortunately, from the rest of the team, we had to make a conscious decision because we are deep in the middle of filming a lot of work at the minute, which I'll tell you about in a second. But the problem was, whilst we love being there with you guys and speaking to you, answering your questions in there face-to-face, in reality, we're not able to fix a lot of things on the day, right? We're there, we can talk to you, but we can't really improve your performance on the day. What we can do is we can be at home, we can be making new courses and products that are going to help you change your performance and help change the sport. Whilst we love to try and do both, it's not always possible. And so when it came down to it, we had to choose getting the filament done over going to a competition because we believe that the work that we're doing here will be much more beneficial to your performance than us standing at a competition, you know, talking to a few of you when you come over. And so Lauren will be there for that. The rest of us will be here filament. And combined, we can keep improving the sport of ice dancing and the resources that you have available to you. So the filament that we're doing, the whole academy structure is going to change by the time September comes around. July and August is always a quiet month for dancing when people are taking their breaks. September, what will happen is it'll bring a brand new structure. So Lauren has just recorded her. At the minute, the academy is based around fitness, right? So the course that we offer is all around fitness. Right now, we just recorded a course around dance. So you will be able to access Lauren's Dance Academy, which is going to be huge. It's going to be brand new. Well, I also just filmed a complete course around nutrition, which was filmed in a kitchen studio, which is awesome. And so you'll be able to access a course for nutrition. We are also then we have a course for physiotherapy, which is going to cover all of your injuries and dance technique issues. And then we're bringing on a yoga instructor for a flexibility course. We have a doctor. It's going to give lots of advice on things like the menstrual cycle, asthma, exercise-induced asthma, and so on. We will bring some sort of judge on board who will do a course on what they're looking for. And really, the list is endless. But by September comes, you will be able to access not one course, but four courses. So instead of just the fitness academy, as it is now, you'll be able to access a fitness course, a dance course, a nutrition course, and a physiotherapy course, which means you will get help in all of those areas. You will be able to access the course on an individual basis, so you can choose one course and access it, or you will be able to have masterclass access, which means you can choose one plan, and you can access all of our courses, both now and all of the courses that we add in the future. So huge changes coming up, which will give you guys so much more resources. At the minute, only really the graduates can access that type of work that we have done, but that will be open to everybody very soon, which means if you don't want to do the fitness work, that's okay. You're still going to need help with some sort of dance work or physiotherapy work, or maybe you need some help with nutrition. But very soon we will have resources for all of those things, and that's what we're here filming. So guys, I hope this lesson helps. Please understand the importance of rest, training, and sleep, and the importance of not going to fatigue, and the importance of focusing on technique and execution before a big competition. Next week, we'll pop back and have a look at nutrition, mindset, and nerve control. And in the meantime, please try and implement those and stop telling yourself excuses. When you're tired, you're not tired. You can still perform at your best. Thank you for listening to episode 22, and I will see you all next week.